can give you a case of a documentary film that I've made with a team of other filmmakers, because it is a regional film. The issue of child sexual abuse. You know, the child is sacred. The child should be protected. The child should be respected. But in the context of our society today, the child is violated. So when we do a documentary that exposes this kind of reality, that policymakers need to do something about to protect the sacredness of the child, we think we are doing a real great job.
Presumably you're breaking taboos as well.
Taboos, yes, definitely. Breaking taboos at several levels. For me, even as a religious, first of all, going into those places where children are being exploited, where young people are being forced to go into prostitution because of certain conditions, going to those places to uncover this reality is, for me, search for truth that, you know, break taboos in a way.
And what kind of reaction, what kind of feedback did you get from the people who saw this documentary?
Let me tell you, right from the government, because the people, the category of people we interviewed, range from the ministry down to the person in the slums who is practicing. The feedback we got from the ministry is that we thank you, filmmakers, because we do not know that this is the kind of thing going on. So in a way, film really exposes some realities that, you know, may not be so overt. And then to the person down there, what touched me is the humanity of the people down there. Sometimes it is so easy for us to condemn and blame them for what they are doing. But doing this film made me enter into understanding the situation in which they live that drives them there.
So you're saying it helped you to understand the perpetrators of these abuses?
Absolutely. So we are saying it's not these people. Policies need to be better. You know, opportunities need to be open to certain categories of people which are not yet experiencing that. So it makes you understand the complexity of the situation a lot better.
And what other themes have you dealt with in some of your features or documentaries?
Another theme, it seems I'm so fascinated by the issue of children's position, because I think our children are so unprotected these days, and it kind of hurts me. And I find myself going again and again to this theme. Another feature film I did is titled A Meal to Forget. And this is also based on a real situation that happened in Uganda. Of recent, by the way, there has been so many cases of child sacrifice taking place. So this took the angle of a father who killed his two kids. There are many of these terrible things happening in search for money, in search for... So the whole issue again here is, why should a horrendous thing of this nature happen? Something that used not to happen. So it makes us ponder, what is happening in our culture now that is causing people do what they never used to do? So the question, by the way, this film was also so very well received, and this was my first feature film, very well received, and people say, well, I think policymakers should watch this film more. But again, the challenge with us is good films like this may never get seen beyond the festivals or the time of their premiere because of the challenges of distribution. So this is an African situation, and I don't want even to think it's simply an African situation. The issue of failing to have good films distributed so that it can engage communities into discussion.
Okay, looking at what sort of films are typically shown at the cinemas in Uganda, do they often tend to be films that are very violent, like we often see in the West, you know, the gangster movie? Or do you find there are films there dealing with this search for the transcendental?
Yes, I still think so. Let me talk beyond Uganda to the region, because I think our filmmakers in the region are treating issues of, for me, you see, film emerges from the context, and if the context is where human rights are abused, disunity exists, the filmmaker tends to rise to the occasion to challenge the community to address these issues. For me, the sense of transcendental is this one, where you are picking a community from the culture that is perhaps being debased and challenging them to rise. So most of the films that come out of our context deal with issues of leadership, which is one of the challenges we are facing. Issues of the persons with disability, because this, I think, is the core of our African values, in the sense that in the past, in the traditional African values, nobody is, not important to be focused on. Even the person with disability is center of attention, and perhaps those are the people who need more attention. So I see this trend coming more and more into our films. People who are being persecuted, who are being killed because they're different, like albinism, for example. We have seen a number of films coming out addressing these issues. A number of films coming out addressing the marginalization of the woman.
Child soldiers?
Child soldiers, absolutely, which is in Sudan, in Uganda, all of this. So these films are calling attention to society, policymakers, doing things right by this category of people. Because there is no point, they are the very ones, these people who are neglected are the very ones going to cause the destability for this nation if their issues are not addressed. So the film has this advantage of really leveling us to the fundamental of being human. For me, the fundamentals of being human is respect for every single human being, justice, all those things, which are incidentally actually what faith also, our Christian faith for that matter, focuses attention to.
Well, talking of Christian faith, I mean, how effective can films be as an evangelizing tool?
Absolutely. These films are extremely effective. Not in the way perhaps the pastor in church preaches, but in a way of how art, the artistic truth, touches an individual in a way that, just as the Word of God is open and concealed at the same time, film as image works exactly in the same way. It's open to a certain point to make you understand what is going on, but that opening is not complete enough. You will have to come back to that text and deepen and grow. So film leads people to grow in faith, not just because they are treating themes that have to do with our religion, as long as they treat themes that have to do with the fundamental search of the human person, which are the basic things that make all of us human, then it, for me, promotes faith, and it promotes the religious sense and the search for the transcendental. If I desire to be better, because that's really what a good film should do. A good film should make me want to leave the theater with desires and questions of how can I be better? Because one critic says, a good film takes me away and yet brings me back home. Brings me home to question certain things about my values, about my life, which needs to be improved. As long as any film does that and respects the artistic truth in the sense of, is the world that the image creates authentic in its own right as a work of art, so that it can move not just me in this particular context of Uganda, but it can also speak to another person in any other part of the world. That's the kind of film we really think has the capacity to break boundaries and open up to human relationship, regardless of whichever part someone comes from. And for that, for me, it works like religion, because religion opens up to everybody. A good religion should open up to everybody, to invite all. And for me, a good piece of art that comes through film, that communicates principally through the senses, should really invite all to enter. And how deep you enter now depends on your capacity as an individual to interact with that filmic text.
If you look at all the films you've seen, is there one that really stands out that for you or for other people that you knew really acted as a powerful draw or a magnet to Christianity?
Yeah, I can just give you again one very recent one, again from my context, which is Togetherness Supreme. It's a film that...
Who made it and where?
It's a Kenyan film. It's made from Kenya. It's Nathan Collett. He's both Kenyan and American. But all the crew are mostly Kenyan and the actors are also Kenyan. I mean, this is a film that comes from a context of a slum. I find it extremely powerful that one could be moved by the experiences of people who are questioning tribalism. Unity is an aspect of God in its diverse form of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is a very important thing for me, coming from a context where ethnicity is still being used as a burden.
As a division.
Yeah. For me, it's a powerful thing that people out of a context like that are questioning the issues of identity. Really, does it matter that we are this ethnicity, all that? It's calling for a national unity. So a film like that, and color coming out, beauty coming out of a slum, is very powerful for me.